Lord. And we got all these lights are as bright as they can go. Amen. God is good, isn't he? I know that y'all want to get out of here so you can get back tonight and we can enjoy Jesus. Amen. But I just wanted to get with you and be truthful with you today just for him. Yes, sir. He said it's distorting. How many of y'all appreciate Brother Jesse?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's get some things done today. Is that all right? Glory to God. We've been on a thesis here for quite some time, and I want to get there again today. Is that all right? So that you have a little bit of revelation. But before we go there, I want you to go to the book of Isaiah. I want you to put your finger someplace. Glory to God. It's two very powerful scriptures. One is, I want you to stick your finger in Isaiah chapter 60, and you're going to need to write this down. As soon as you got it, I want you to say, I got it. Say, thank the Lord for Children's Church. Glory to Jesus. I also want you to stick your finger in another place in the Bible. I'm going to get it for you so you can get it. How many of you are learning?
Amen.
I need another Bible real quick. That's, we have one that's missing a couple pages. Glory to God. I want you to open your Bible to the book of Luke. And I'll give this back to you, Crystal. I want you to chapter 4. When you got it, say, I got it. Now, in Luke chapter 4, verse 2, it says this. Being 40 days tempted of the devil, who's got to watch for me? Amen. Glory to God. And Jesus being tempted of the devil, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, afterward he hungered, and the devil came to him and tried to tempt him. Amen. And Jesus said, listen, man, in verse 4, and Jesus answered and said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Everybody say, man does not live by bread alone. I think that is going to teach us something. We're going to see here that Jesus, before he could step out into what God had for him or his true assignment, he had to go through. And when he went through, he had to learn a lesson. How many of you want to be all that you can be? How many of you want to be everything that God wants you to be, and you're hearing that message that God's got more for you than you realize, and that you're greater than you really think you are because of him that lives on the inside of you? How many are finding that out?
Amen.
Well, this is what Jesus had, the lesson that Jesus wants you to learn before you enter into your true mission. Because you're not going to be successful in your true mission without this lesson. Amen? Before you can get to what your true assignment is and what you're called to do, there are some things you're going to have to learn. And one of those things, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. It's on the back table in the hallway, dear. Amen? Men are not going to live by bread alone. That is a lesson that everybody needs to pick up in order to receive anything from God, to receive anything from the Word, to get anything from the supernatural. Amen? Say, I'm not going to live just by the natural side alone, but I'm going to start to live by the Word of God. Now, if you're thinking that this thing that we're talking about and the words that we're preaching to you and teaching to you is going to come to you naturally only, you're going to miss it. Amen? If you think it's just going to come from your own skill and all that stuff, you're going to miss it. But if you realize, amen, that there is a preach word of God, there is a prophetic word of God, and that word is powerful, and you can hear it and live off of it. And you can support yourself on the Word of God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And so the devil wants to get you to the point to where you can do everything. He doesn't want the Word of God or the life of the Word to become for you to be dependent upon it or for you to trust in it or for you to have faith in it. And all of these temptations, amen, that the devil put out there was to chase Jesus from believing the Word. What God said who he was and what he should do. Some say, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And if you're trying to find a source of living outside of the will of God, outside of the Word of God, you're never going to obtain the life that God has for you. Somebody say, I'm going to pick up the book, open it up, and find my life. And that's really what church is all about. That's really about what this Christian thing is all about, is listen, you just can't get here to pat Jesus on the back and do certain things. You're getting here to get a life. We're all getting here to get a life. Amen? Because we're not going to live just like everybody, the way everybody else lives. There are a lot of people out there living by bread alone. What they can conjure up, what they can work up, amen, what their jobs can provide, what their education can provide, amen. But Jesus is saying, listen, before anything happens, I want you to realize this, that you're not going to live that way by itself. Now, I said all of that to get us to this point before we could get to verse 18. No one is going to be able to function in 18 or to be like Jesus, or walk in the authority of Christ until they have the revelation of Luke chapter 4, verse 4. Because there are certain things that you're supposed to do that seem that are impossible. How many are realizing that? That the life that God has for you, bread's not going to be able to sustain you to get it. Not enough money in the world to get you to do everything that God wants you to do. Amen? Science haven't caught up to all the things that God wants you to function and flow in. There are diseases out there that God might want you to heal that they haven't found, amen, in the realm of the natural cure to yet. There's no drug to it yet. Amen? But yet you're still called to walk in an anointing that will have you accomplish those things, because you're not just living on the natural side alone, but you're living off of the Word of God. So Jesus got that revelation. So from that time on, he said, listen, when I do, from after I get out of this wilderness, God's not expecting me to do it just in the natural means alone. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we got to believe in the supernatural. We've got to believe in the power of God, and we've got to have faith. And I tell you what, if you're not balanced in your faith, you're not going to have any quality life. We need to slip over to both sides. I like to slip over to the point to where I have more confidence in the Word of God than I do in the natural, because things in the natural are given to change. But God's Word never changes. It always stays just the same. So say, living by the Word. So Jesus got that revelation. Then he was able to come out of temptation, come out of the wilderness. And when he came out with this very message. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Now we're trying to get a message across to people because we have been religiously brainwashed. We have been religiously brainwashed so that when we read stuff, we read it based on what people have told us or what we've seen on TV. You know, we saw the greatest story ever told, and we expect that's how Jesus was. Amen. But Jesus was concerned about a bunch of stuff. And people wonder why we talk about increase so much, why we talk about prosperity so much, why we talk about offerings so much, why we talk about tithes so much, why we talk, you can make it so much. It's the anointing. Somebody say hallelujah. It's the anointing of Jesus preaching. And you got to understand that you're receiving the gospel. And there's a portion of the gospel you may not have heard yet. It's quiet in here. See, if you need healing, you need to go to a teacher and get some healing on and get some teaching on healing and hear the gospel concerning your healing. But if you're in lack and things aren't working for you, amen, and things aren't quite happening the way they need to happen, you need to hear the word of God concerning that issue. So today, as Jesus would preach, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And there are not a lot of people doing that today. There are not a lot of people preaching the gospel to the poor. Now, I tell you what, his gospel of healing is what? By my stripes, ye are already healed. His gospel to the poor is not just a pillow in affliction. Somebody say hallelujah. His gospel to the dead is not just a grave and a new casket to make you bear with it just a little bit longer. So we know that when he preaches a gospel to a particular situation, he preaches you out of it, right? So if there's a gospel to the poor, the gospel to the poor is, guess what? You don't have to be poor anymore. So we say assignment. Thank God for it. Amen. And there's a Holy Ghost assignment in this place this morning, not just to do that, but to do a bunch of other stuff. And I heard, you know, today was a rough day, but I can recall a couple things I heard. So say hallelujah. And I just heard in the realm of the spirit conversation just about. And something said, you don't reach a lot of great people are good people. Isn't that strange? Like Christians come through the area and you particularly don't reach those that seem to have it together. And you don't get them in, you know, people that seem to have it together yet. And then I heard something on the inside said, yep, that's right. We make them. We make them. That's what Jesus did. There are so many people who want to catch what already is, amen, instead of what Jesus did. Jesus found things that wasn't, amen, and made it what it should be. Amen. And that's what a church is all about. So we have an assignment here. Oh, glory to God. We shouldn't get discouraged or get upset when the perfect just doesn't. And I'm not saying you're not perfect, amen. You're exactly what God wants you to be, amen. Because he is perfect and he is ready. And the gospel should make you what you should be. Amen. Say, we might not catch him, but we can make him. Maybe we won't be able to reach a millionaire. Maybe we won't be able to reach the top of class, amen. But if you get anybody in here, amen, and let them sit long enough, amen, God will make them what they should be. Amen. That's a word from the Holy Ghost. He said, don't try to catch that stuff that's already together. Glory to God. Get out there and find anybody and preach the word for it. Now make it what it should be. Hallelujah. Y'all must have been talking about this, huh? So it's right on time. Maybe I heard your conversation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm here to prophesy to you and tell you in the name of Jesus. I tell you what, today was so hard, and I hardly get there in 7 years. I can count on my hand the times that I get mad or frustrated or whatever it was. And I was trying to do some stuff earlier this morning with Brother Jesse, trying to make some things better. And we got wrapped up in it and wrapped up in it. Before you knew it, it was close to time, and we were looking. Amen. And I was working in my boxers. Amen. And I said, Lord, there is no way that I'm going to be ready. And I just got so upset, and then I started thinking about everything. This is so hard. It's just so much stuff going on. And I said, I don't even feel like going today. How many of y'all ever felt like that?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You could forget it. I like it too. It's just the devil. Amen. And I said, you mean to tell me I'm going to show up late and then going to have to play? I don't even have time to have the attitude or anything. But I tell you what, I got in here within the first song. Amen. Everything was all right. Because you just knew it was right. And you knew it was worth it. Somebody say hallelujah. All you have to do is hear the first note. Amen. All you have to do is have him walk by one time and say, oh, that's what I'm here on. That's what it's all about. Somebody say amen. Where else am I going to go? Amen. Jesus is here. Amen. This is good. And I was sitting up there thinking to myself, you know, and I said, well, Lord have mercy, we don't. And actually, I was in such a bad mood, and I saw the low crowd. I said, thank you, Jesus, when I saw the low crowd. Amen. Because I didn't know whether I'd have to manifest today. Amen. And I was praying for no visitors. Amen. And I saw nobody. I said, oh, praise God. He's so good. Amen. But I got up, and I got in here, and then I realized, I said, there's an anointing of the Holy Ghost here. And we need to put value in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And I'm not just tooting the horn of Nations Church, but I've been around. Amen. And it's good. I know it's good. Amen. Might not have a crowd yet, but it's got Jesus and it's got the anointing. Amen. And it's got exactly what I need to make it. Amen. He didn't say go find a crowd. Amen. You'll find a crowd, and that crowd will do whatever they got to do, and you'll be made whole. No, he said, find the Spirit, find the anointing, find the Word. That will make everything all right. But we have to realize that we have an assignment, amen, and when we see stuff coming in, amen, that the assignment is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel to the poor. Somebody say hallelujah. So if I got up today, I came in here with something in mind, amen. When you see that we're not living by bread alone, but by every word of the Holy Ghost, we're doing that, amen, that we might be able to fulfill the great commission of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the gospel to the poor. But you're going to have to do something with it. So say, there's an anointing. Say it again, there's an anointing. So you got to know what's there to get. Remember we talked about you got to gladly receive? Well, you wouldn't know what to receive if they didn't have a label on the package. You just can't guess. You have to go in there, and I tell you what, there is an anointing to preach the gospel to the poor. And if you hear it with the ears of faith and do something about it, something will change in your life. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to the captive and the recovery of sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. We got a job to do, don't we? Don't we have a job to do? Don't we have a job to do? Go to Isaiah chapter 61 now. This is what he was reading. What a job. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. And Jesus broke that down. He said, to preach, amen, the good news. The good news is to the poor, that they don't have to be poor anymore. Amen. Jesus quoted the same scripture. He didn't even say it that way. He said, he sent me to preach, amen, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prisons to them that are bound, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all that mourn, and to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Somebody say hallelujah. So Jesus, there's an assignment that the Lord wants to do some things for you. Amen. And you got to cooperate with it. Somebody say hallelujah. It is good. So what do you do when you hear the gospel? What do you do when you hear the gospel? You got to mix it with faith. You've got to mix it with faith in order for it to work for you. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to open your Bibles again. Go over to the book of Acts. Glory to God. And go over to God. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost real quick. There it is. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, Acts chapter 2. Verse go on to 41. Now, this is after the big revival that they had. Now, I want you to realize that the result of revival is the restoration of people. Result of revival is the restoration of people. And there are certain things that we have to do in order to reap the benefits of revival and to keep that thing going and to keep the anointing of God as fresh. First of all, Jesus said, listen, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. It takes the anointing to cause these things to happen. And what things are we talking about? The gospel going to the poor and all those things that Jesus meant to do in Isaiah chapter 61. It takes the Spirit of God to do those things. It says, not by might nor by power, amen, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And so you got to realize that you're going to need the anointing of the Holy Ghost to make these things happen, right? And there's something else I want to show you today. And they gladly received the word. So say, gladly received his word. Everybody say, glad.
Glad.
Say it again, glad.
Glad.
Write that down real big. The moment that you lose your joy, the moment that the devil gets you in the point to where you're not glad about what you're hearing and glad about what God is doing, amen, you stop receiving. Now, we talked about that on Friday night. Then you can kill an anointing over a city. You can kill an anointing in a ministry. You know what? By not being glad about it. Somebody say hallelujah. Coming ready and happy. Somebody say glad. Now, they weren't baptized until they were glad. Somebody say, don't baptize any mad person. Amen. They had to gladly receive. Now, you know that people get in here and they get around, and the moment that they lose their joy, they're going to lose everything. I'm just here for the word. I'm just here because God has me. Oh, no, you're not. You got to be glad. Amen. If you're not going to be glad, you're not going to get anything. So write that down real big. That's a very, very important thing. I'm just giving you some big nuggets here so we can get to business. Amen. Then they that gladly received the word were baptized. And that same day, 3,000 souls were added. Now, we got a small group in here today, but I tell you what, one revival can fix it all of a sudden. If you really want it that way, amen. Amen, but we want to receive glad people, amen. So don't worry about that. And it said, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Now, verse 42, so it said, continue. Steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Everybody say apostles' doctrine. Now, that's what the founders had set out. They stuck to it. They stuck to it. Everybody say stick to it. Stick to what you hear. Now say, what's the apostle doctrine? Now, of course, we got all the apostles' creed and all that stuff in the word. Amen. But the doctrine is the message or the heart of the message of a ministry. Do you know what the apostles' doctrine is of this house? That you're able to continue in it. Amen. If the apostles' doctrine is faith, staying in faith, staying firm in the faith. Amen. That's what you need to continue in. Somebody say, just stay in that. Stay inside of that. If the word of God came out over the apostle, I'd say, everybody just be smiling and be glad and be happy. Guess what that is? That's called a doctrine of joy and gladness. So they have a doctrine about smiling. Amen. Somebody say, what's your doctrine? Somebody say, doctrine. Doctrine is to keep believing God. Our doctrine is that God's got a plan for you, a supernatural plan. Our doctrine is that God wants you blessed abundantly and super rich. Somebody say, doctrine.
Doctrine.
Now, everybody's going to come against you about silly things you may believe. But you need to be strong in the word. That's what we teach it over and over again. Stay filled with joy. Stay filled with power. Amen. And keep the word on the inside of you and hold strong to that doctrine. Don't let anybody take it from you. So say doctrine. And they continued in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. So say fear. How many of you want to get signs and wonders? Now, if you want to hang out, I want to see some strong saints. Amen. When they start to fall off, that concerns me to a certain extent. But if you've been around this thing and haven't caught it for a while, you need to fall off. Amen. Mm-hmm. If you've been in it and you're not glad about it, and if you're not holding on to the doctrine, you need to go someplace. Don't be holding on to friendship. Don't be holding on to the coffee bar. Amen. Don't be holding on to the music. You need to hold on to the doctrine. And how do you know whether somebody's holding on the doctrine? They should be able to tell it to yourself. It ought to come up in conversation. When you hear them out in the lobby, they ought to be talking doctrine. Amen. When they hear words of unbelief and doubt, amen, they need to repeat the doctrine. Hey, where's that smile? Where's that joy? Where's that message of faith? Come on, somebody say, that's in the... They continued in that doctrine. They didn't have a new doctrine. Amen. Well, I'm not certain about all that stuff. Somebody say hallelujah. We used to shake over stuff like that. No, we're ready to do what God wants us to do. Then they continued in the apostle doctrine and fear. Somebody say fear. That is a very powerful, powerful, powerful thing. I'm talking this. I'm trying to make it really clear to you. I'm not going to be in front of you long. I promise you that there's a gospel to the poor. I promise you there's a gospel, amen, to sickness, amen, and it works. For everybody. It works. But certain things have got to happen in order for that thing to work. And you've got to know. You've got to hear that doctrine and study it and get it on the inside of you, amen, and be solid in it. Then after you get that doctrine on the inside of you, somebody say hallelujah, something supernatural's got to happen. If you want to receive from the supernatural anointing, if you want the anointing of God to manifest on you, there must be reverence. Manifestation will match your reverence. To the measure of your reverence will be the measure of your manifestation. No reverence, no manifestation. And I know it, because we can't coop up stuff. We can't make stuff happen. But where there is great expectation and reverence, God will match it with manifestation. So don't get around people that don't fear the things of God, that don't fear the mission of God and the power of God, because that's going to hinder your manifestation. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Run them off. You're out for a move of God. So say, how can you feel the Spirit of God so much and it be so little people? You know what? It's concentrated. It's concentrated. That's what it's all about. You need Jesus. Stay in the Word. Amen. Keep the house of God in the doctrine. Find out where the doctrine is and believe it. It's not somebody talking. They're hearing from heaven. And it's a message from God that you ought to apply to your life. Amen. And hold to it. One of the doctrines of this house is psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Somebody say hallelujah. That's a doctrine that you surround yourself with. Amen. You surround yourself with that. Amen. That's how you stay stable. That's how you stay strong. That's how you ever seen people get a church within a church? There's a church, amen, that you can see, but there's a church within the church. Everybody that comes up here in the church, they can come for years, but they're not in the church, amen, until they figure out it's the doctrine. It's the doctrine that puts them in. It's the doctrine that makes things manifest for them. Amen? So they had the doctrine, amen, and then all of a sudden on top of that, they wanted more than just that. They wanted manifestation. And that happened with reverence. And great fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. How many would like to see that stuff happen? Well, I tell you what, we need to have that happen, don't we? Amen. Don't we need to have something like that happen? How many believe it can happen? Amen. We can't turn it on and on and on. I've seen it happen before. I'd like to see it happen again. But we've all got to do our part to see those things happen. And one of the things that's absolutely crucial, one of the ingredients that you got to put in order to have signs and wonders is reverence. Where the reverence is gone, the wonders go. When the reverence goes, amen, the signs go. Hallelujah. That's one of those things that, you know, they didn't believe. Jesus came to that town, and they said, look, I know this one. Isn't this his mama over here? Isn't that his brothers over there? He ain't nobody. This is nothing. Amen. And he there in that town could do no mighty work because of their lack of reverence and unbelief. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, and that's a work of the devil. If you want to learn, this is not a Holy Ghost meeting. I would usually teach this in a Holy Ghost meeting when you're ready to do something. Amen. But this is not a Holy Ghost meeting, but we're teaching it right now. But that is a work of the enemy. And that is a work of witchcraft. Whenever you see, and that's a work of Jezebel, that's how they try to hinder the anointing. Jezebel wanted to come up against the prophet Elijah and do all this other stuff. And if you catch a Jezebel spirit in the household or in a ministry or in a business, they're always disesteeming, discrediting, amen, whatever the established leadership is. Because that will hinder manifestation. So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You'll catch a Jezebel in the house. She's going to try to run the house. And say, well, no, I need to let this head or whatever who's supposed to be the head of that house do what he's got to do. Amen, because that's what God anointed that person to do. No, they're going to talk about, well, he doesn't have the right job. He's not as smart as me. He's not as sharp as me. And I just don't agree. They will always disesteem what is supposed to be. And when that happens, they'll never have the manifestation of God. Amen? So reverence, somebody say reverence,
reverence
for wonders and signs. And great signs and wonders were done. How many want to see signs and wonders in this house? Say it again. How many want to see signs and wonders in this house? Glory to God. Let's go for it. Let's see if we put this together and that together and see, and watch what happens. I'm pushing towards something. Amen. But we got to have the word in order to get it. And all believers had things in common. And they sold different things. And continuing daily in prayer with one accord and breaking bread from house to house, they did eat their meat together. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, we have a time frame of things that we can work on. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And a time frame of certain things that we can get together. Go to Acts chapter 6, verse 1. In those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplied, there arose murmuring among the Grecians and all this other stuff, and the 12 called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is not reason, some say, it's not good, that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Somebody say hallelujah. It says, therefore, look out, and I want you to get certain people to pick up certain ministries so that they can do certain things. Now, right now, we have to apply the same thing here. So we say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you're going to need the word.
Amen.
There's going to come a time, amen, that really, now we get out there and do stuff, we make good money. Amen. But that's not God's best. I don't care if it's $250,000, $400,000 a year. That's not good for you. Amen. That's not good for you. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, maybe the pastor can take that money and pay a light bill or pay whatever it is. I don't care if I could pay for this church and 10 other churches. That's still not God's best. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at me. It's easy to do it. It's a lot easier to do what I do in the secular field than to do what I have to do in the ministry. 10 times easier. Amen. And when I get paid, I can do whatever I want to do. Amen. But you buy one candy bar. Amen. From the house of God. Amen. And people ready to have a heart attack, ready to hang you. But I tell you what, that's not God's best for your breakthrough and for your ministry. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need to, it says, we will give ourselves, he said, listen, we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry and to the ministry of the word. Now, isn't that something? Now, we got a time frame on that, and I'm going to tell you what, I'm ready to punch somebody in the face when they go, amen, when they don't reverence the Word of God. When I know the potential of what I make, amen, and what I, you know, somebody say hallelujah. Said it's not good for us to go running out here doing all this other stuff. Amen. The day is coming when the anointing of God is going to be so strong that your deliverance. See, that's what reverence is all about. That's why you got to reverence stuff. Come on now. Amen. How'd you like it if I did that to you? How much do you make? How much do you make? And say, okay, that's really nice. It's not good for you to be doing that. Amen. We want you to give yourself to the Word so you can preach to somebody else that doesn't have it. Don't you get in that truck and drive down to Fidelity today. Amen. I just want you to pray. Amen. And crack open your Bible. Amen. Well, if I don't work, I don't eat. Well, you're just going to have to believe God. Amen. So let's say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, 15 minutes on the phone in the mortgage business, boy, that 2 hours in the mortgage business, that's profitable. You can see that. Amen. But faith. To put it in the Word. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say there's value to the Word. People just getting up here spitting at you. By the time that Word gets here, by the time that anointing gets here, by the time you know somebody come in here anointed, boy, it costs something. It doesn't just come overnight. I mean, it takes a life of sacrifice to be praying, believing God, worshiping. Is this what sister knows? Amen. Get up there and get them song, be singing and worshiping, amen, to practice and do what God. I'm going to tell you what, your deliverance is going to cost some people some stuff.
Amen.
It's not cheap. It's real. So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It costs Jesus his life, his blood, amen. It costs the Father his Son, amen. It costs all the 12 disciples their life. So say hallelujah. But we will give ourselves continually, somebody say, to prayer and to the ministry of the Word. How'd you like to have that? So when that happens, when somebody's giving themselves continually to the Word, amen, I tell you what, that's powerful. That's powerful. That means when you get in there, you should expect to receive something. Somebody say hallelujah. They're going to come in there with a fresh anointing, with a fresh grace. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With soup, they've heard heaven, been in the Spirit all week long, and to get you to where you need to be, it shouldn't take them long. Now, I want you to, that is a very important thing to Jesus. That's a very important thing. Now, I believe we got a grace to do what we got to do for now. Amen. I'm doing some business stuff, but it's God's will to get that business able to function on its own. I can just make the money off of it. Amen. But my call is to be here with you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I can have an attitude when I get in here and people aren't listening. Amen. They're not paying attention. Amen. I can't decide where I... Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's serious. We're not playing games. Glory to God. We mean business. Glory to God. So... we will give ourselves continually to the Word and to prayer that the Word of God will increase. Now, how can we get the Word of God to increase? This is what everyone needs to do. You need to get a ministry. Somebody say hallelujah. You need to get a ministry, find something to do. Amen. Especially if we're out there doing what we got to do. You need to do something too. You need, everybody needs to do something in order to get the anointing to flow. Not just to get a bunch of people. Forget a bunch of people. People are great. Amen. But to keep your anointing. I don't care if there's six people in here. We should have six people doing the ministry so that we can get what we can get. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't care if there's three. There should be three of excellence. Amen. So that we can get everything off of the anointing of the Holy Ghost that we can get on the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You have to do your part in order to get what you want to get out of the Word of God consistently. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm talking good today.
Amen.
And I mean what I'm talking about because we're meaning business. Amen. And the Word of God increased. So say, let the Word of God increase. Say it again. The Word of God increased. And I think that's what we need. And I believe that's what we want. And I just want to stop right there. And I believe that puts us at a good place, doesn't it? So I want you to realize this. We have to say it, first of all, and believe it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, your pastor, or whoever else he gets in here. Amen. And there better be an anointing for it. Amen. There better be an anointing for it. Amen. To do what Jesus wants us to do and to accomplish what Jesus wants us to accomplish. And the Spirit of the Lord is also upon you, that you might be able to accomplish it. And we got a big work to do. And I can tell you, and everybody in here is important too. We don't understand how it all goes. First of all, we're accomplishing it slowly but surely, but we got to get ready for increase. Hallelujah. We've got to get ready for increase. We can afford to pay all the bills. We don't need increase to pay the bills anymore. We can pay that. Amen. We can handle it. Amen. But we get a tube and we have to handle it all by ourselves. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. We can handle that part. But we've got an assignment from the Holy Ghost that we've got to do. We are nations, church. Somebody say, nations. That means we have to speak to the nations. Different, and the nations are ready. We got this Conroe assignment. Amen. God told me some things about Conroe. Amen. We got white and black in here. Somebody say, praise God for that. But when you start dealing with things, there are different principalities and spirits that have attacked people. There are different principalities and spirits that have attacked different races of people. And they go through different things, so their hang-ups are differently. But we have to minister to all the hang-ups as God gets us there. Now, if we were to bring in a bunch of people from one culture, like the Mexican culture or something like that, they're coming out of strong Catholicism and usually going to be dealing with a lot of witchcraft. A lot of witchcraft, a lot of superstitions and all that other stuff. We've been in this church for 7 years and we've seen groups come in. And you can get the groups and groups, and I guarantee you, over the different nationalities of the people, there are different strongholds over those groups. And they demand that you minister to those strongholds to get them free. Amen. Now, the assignment over the group that we've got today, thank God we got Brother Dean. Somebody say hallelujah. It's not going to always be just one group in here. We got Brother Dean. We got white and black in here. We need to learn to get along with white and black. That's a sign and a wonder. That does not happen, people. Whether you believe it, it does not, and it really happens here. Now, a lot of churches you go to where you got a white church and they let a couple black people in, you know, as long as they act white. Amen. But the moment they start anything black, amen, they're going to be some changes going on. Amen. So I say, slow the song down. Get rid of the drum. Get that beat out of here. Amen. Oh, and I know what I'm talking about. I've been in lots of churches, and it's the truth. They just want enough of them in there to say, we got black people. It's everybody in here. Amen. But in here, you can be who you are around the different races. He doesn't have to be black to be around you. You don't have to be white to be around him. You don't have to be rich to be around him. Amen. He doesn't have to be poor to be around you. It's called a fellowship. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to act up for nobody. Amen. You can be just the way, and that doesn't happen too soon, too much. Amen. And you're not going to be in here unless you can handle your issues. You got some race issues, you're going to have to deal with them. Amen. You might be able to keep it calm for about 6-7 months. Amen. But it'll come up. Amen. And God will deal with you on it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we do have a couple of assignments. I'm speaking from the Holy Ghost to you. Amen. Some of the things the Spirit of God was sharing to me. How many of you like to get on to what's next? I'm talking to my white brothers and sisters today. Amen. Got an assignment to help y'all. Amen. Because you might be wondering, we all could be wondering, what's going on here? We've seen it. We've seen it change color so many times. And we see a lot of black folk. Amen. Every once in a while say, what's going on? The Lord said that there's an assignment. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we have to preach that assignment to these people. We have to preach the gospel to the poor. And God said the reason why black folk in America are stuck in the rut that they are right now. He said, preachers preach the wrong thing.
Amen.
He said, not just that white people held them back, even though they did their bit, amen, but it's the preacher's fault. Because years ago, You go to any church, the preacher was running the show, not the mayor, not the governor. And when it was black folk, they'd go right to church, and they got all the news from the preacher. Whatever the preacher said went. Instead of the preacher preaching them prosperity and preaching that you can make it, they preached them how to handle what was. Amen. You had to make little bit, and that's and you know, just a cabin in the sky. You just hold on, and everything's going to be all right. They didn't tell them that you can be rich. Amen. They didn't tell them you can be the head and not the tail. They didn't tell them, amen, you can have your own business. They told them how to endure the beats and the stripes and the wounds and all that stuff. Amen. Hold your peace. Amen. Just endure with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't say a mumbling word when they say something to you. Amen. They taught you how to deal with that. Amen. And they defeated the people. But now God's got a gospel. Amen. And he's anointed certain people to preach to them the gospel. Thank God for Leroy Thompson, Creflo Dollar, and different people up there. God said, listen, I need to get those people out of that mess. Amen. And only the one that's going to get them out of it is the one that put them into it. The preacher needs to go to them and tell them it's the will of God. Amen. For you to make it and for you to win.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need to be in business. Glory to God. You need to be blessed and driving and doing whatever you got to do. Amen. So say there's a message to be preached. And why did he do that here? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when we get real, it's just a temporary assignment just about until everybody gets it. Amen. So we'll be preaching it. And some of the stuff is real basic. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To preach them out of that mess. The other thing is people in a mess and in a bind right now with no job. Holy Ghost talking to me about that too. So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't expect to get anything to come to you. You ain't got nothing to do. You ain't got no job. You're going to be broke till the day you die. It will not work. That doesn't mean you have to go apply everywhere. It means you have to start your own business. Amen?
Amen.
If you don't have a job or a business or something like that, don't expect money to come. You don't want it to come because you don't have any faith. Your faith is your job or your business. If you're sitting there wishing and praying for it coming and don't have the faith to get out there and do what you got to do, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just erase it out of your Bible notes, amen, and forget it. I'm just waiting for my blessing, waiting for my week go by, still hadn't got a job. Week go by, amen, still haven't said, look, I'm going to make me some lemonade and sit out on the front porch and sell some lemonade, amen. That's faith. You need to apply faith, amen, to what you got to do, amen, and for it to happen. How many are ready to start to be prosperous? Don't wait till tomorrow. You don't need to pray about it. You better do something today. Not on Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. Amen. It's time to give up. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Sure. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good word. So I say, what do we have? Everybody say, what do we have? And what do you have to work with? It will work for you quickly if you step out in faith and do something. Somebody say, hallelujah. Did that help anybody? Somebody say, now I know what I got to do. Who needs a job? Who doesn't have a job right now? Who doesn't have a job or money? Who doesn't have a job or money?
30 years old, still poor.
Amen.
I wasn't there for
if you don't have a job or a business, stand up. Let me help you out real quick. I'm going to put the anointing of God on you. Somebody say hallelujah. My. I got a word from the Holy Ghost. Get a job or a business. Somebody say hallelujah. Get a job or a business, and the money will just come in. Get a job or a business and say, I'm commissioned by the Holy Ghost to hear God about my job. I'd prefer you to have a business. Sit down. Glory to God. That's the gospel to the poor. That's your faith. That's your faith. And that's your vehicle to allow it to happen. I enjoyed being with y'all this morning. Amen. So I'm requesting a couple things. Amen. In order to get it to bring about the change that need to, we want to do better. Somebody say hallelujah. Everybody find something to do. Don't just come in here and sit around and wait for the service to start. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, you might not want to do it every service. Amen. But find one service where you come in and serve. Amen. Come in and be a blessing to somebody else. Somebody say praise the Lord. Ushers are doing whatever else you have to do to make it right. And tell people that the Spirit of the Lord, not yet, but the day will come. Amen. Let people know that there's a word that they need to hear. Let people know that there's a word they need to hear. If they hear the word, God will do it for them. Amen. But it's going to be hard to tell people that there's a word that they need to hear and the word's not working on you. So I say, amen.
You just sit right there in the car with us.
Amen.
Everything we discussed, every scripture we read in the car, everything, it just comes.
Somebody say praise the Lord. And even we're hearing commentary. It's a God thing because I wasn't even going to preach today. I was just going to have a meeting today. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So I perceived the whole thing. So I know that doesn't seem weird when people had commentary. I knew that was going to happen today. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Right thing or wrong thing in what?
In stepping out, and saying things to people, like I told him, I don't know what scripture we're going to it's in, I said, but I know it's in there.
Right.
And he confirmed everything, We had discussed it, we had discussed job.
You can come back, sister.
Ministry.
All right. So we want y'all, let's do, these are the strong things that I believe are by the Holy Ghost that will help us as a body. Amen. And get God's power in the church and his blessing on the church. Amen. Amen. One of it is your ministry. The other one is you have to love everybody. And our love must match our love for Christ. When y'all saw us singing each other, y'all might have thought that was really weird. I only had released that because I saw it in a vision. And I understood it in a vision. I saw someone, I saw a church, and the people were praising God. And as they were praising God and giving love to God, they were also giving love to one another. And they were just as excited about Jesus as they were about the person that was beside them. And other people say, oh, that's sacrilegious. That's crazy. No, that's what Jesus said. He said, you can't love the Lord more than you love your brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. So we want to measure that stuff. You should be as excited, like I get it, we should be as excited about each other. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As we are about the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, you should, if you can't hug Jesus, hug the person beside you. So love is extremely important. And you're going to need a revelation from God to bring that to you. Amen. And if you're not loving your brothers and sisters in Christ, amen, if your love walk and your verbalization to your brothers and sisters in Christ don't match your worship is not sincere. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you can sing to Jesus, I love you and all this other stuff over and over and over again, you can't tell one person. One of the people that have Jesus on the inside, you love them. By the time they walk out the door, it's not real. That song. Somebody say praise the Lord. So we have to love and forgive. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And work at it. And that's when worship starts. See, church can start in the lobby by loving each other. Amen. And then watch what happens when you get to Jesus, when you come in here to sing to Jesus. Amen. So let us increase and also keep the message of faith. Everybody say, we will grow in excellence and grace. So I want everybody to get with me this week sometime and find with a ministry. Amen. Don't just make up a ministry and then all of a sudden we find out you guys. Amen. Later on. Amen. Well, let us know what your ministry is in the house. Amen. So we can keep you accountable to it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
There's no such thing as an unaccountable ministry. Hallelujah. Keep it accountable. And we'll get it in there. And that way we can minister to you. That's a part of the church, to help you with your ministry. Somebody say hallelujah. If it's God, it'll work out. Let's receive this morning's offering. This morning we believe in God to receive $16,000 from you all. Hallelujah. I know God's already spoke to you about it. No. Did y'all enjoy this morning? I did. Offerings are another thing that you should have a revelation about. Amen. Tithes and offerings. Bring all the tithes into the house. Amen. And I don't care if you're broke. Amen. It's God's. And it'll stop you from being broke. Amen. It'll stop you from being broke. Let's hold up that offering. Say,
we expect
that the offering is blessed. How many of you getting blessed? How many of you getting blessed? Why don't y'all stand up right where you are? Glory to God. I love you people. Somebody say,
we're going to make it.
Thank you, Jesus. We get to be here tonight.
Amen.
We get to be here tonight. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for all your wonderful people. We thank you for grace, anointing, and your power that you released this week. We pray that the word spoken was heard to the heart and that the people would mix it to faith in order to cause your will to manifest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And everybody, tune up on your ministries too. Tune up on your ministries. Amen. Tune them up. Tune up on it and get busy about what God wants. Amen. Put some good music on out there. We'll see y'all tonight.